Welcome to Collaborating, the podcast series of the Collaborative for Business Development. Welcome back to Collaborating, the podcast that focuses on all things revenue, best and next practices in sales, marketing, and eliminating organizational obstacles to that success. What comes to mind when you hear the phrase sales training, or when someone says they need to provide sales training for their team? When it comes to training, there's probably no other corporate function that sees more varieties and providers than sales. I just Googled the phrase sales training today, and it turns up 71,300,000 options. So how do you figure out what kind of training both the organization and the sales execs really need? When we get calls about training, and especially when it's the president, the HR head, or other non-sales exec calling us, we often find that little critical analysis has been done to identify what the real sales problems are. In firms where there's a strong sales culture or sales manager, it is likely that some diagnosis has been done in determining the kind of training and vendor needed. But for firms where this isn't the case, the call we get may be one of too many that the firm is making to solve its problems. In other words, they could be honing in and focusing down on exactly what they need if they do a little bit more critical analysis. And one other very important point about training, regardless of the specific problem areas identified, a real key to training success is reinforcement and ongoing coaching. Many vendors provide only one-time classes, and while attendees may come away with nuggets they find valuable, the lack of reinforcement usually means the learning is quickly forgotten. So one thing you'll definitely want to do is ask the vendor what their process is for reinforcement and if they offer any ongoing coaching support, be it by phone or face-to-face meetings. And surely ask to speak to client references who have had your problems, and ask for only those who used the vendor, let's say a year ago or more, to see how well that teaching stuck with those that were taught. There is, unfortunately, a knee-jerk reaction to blame any selling deficiency immediately on the sales execs. Obstacles to sales success may lie not just with the sales skills, however. Many organizations have broken processes around sales or other organizational dysfunction that abet the selling problems. Examples include compensation, marketing communications or the lack thereof, prospect-to-client handoff processes, that is, sales-to-client service, and sales support systems. A vendor that's wholly focused on sales training may, quote-unquote, solve the wrong problem for you. And so if you have information suggesting that there are other problems contributing to or hindering sales effectiveness, you'll want to focus on the vendors who have shown expertise in those areas as well. To this end, we suggest that you take a look at 8 areas of overall sales effectiveness. It may still come down to the fact that you need training in, say, cold calling or listening and questioning or negotiation skills, but do make sure that you're solving the right problem by looking at these potential problem areas as well. Those 8 areas are, number 1, defining markets and offerings, passing the so what test. Why should anyone even care to talk to you? How are you really unique and different from your competition? Number 2, sales strategy, leveraging all the available avenues, all the channels, including obviously selling to existing clients. Number 3, identifying the right talent, getting the right people in the right roles, and making sure they have the inherent behavior, style, and motivations to be good salespeople. Number 4, sales skills, obviously the whole range of selling skills. 5, sales compensation. 6, sales support. 7, technology and the proper use of it. And 8, internal communication, effective internal communication. Since you can find the definitions and more on all of these on our website at the-collaborative.com under the sales and marketing tab, look for the sales effectiveness model hyperlink in the opening paragraph there. I won't define all these on this podcast, but I will highlight a couple of these. So let's look at number 1, defining markets and offerings, passing the so what test. Here are some questions you can ask of yourself and of folks in your firm to get at this one. Can you well define the problems of your target market and how you solve their problems? Are you clear who your best prospects and clients are? Can you give a clear profile of the best fit for your firm? What clients haven't been a fit and why? Are there trends you can identify? Do you know how to locate the right target prospects? Where are they and how do you reach them? How many target prospects are there? What's the scope of your market? Who are your competitors? What does the market perceive as the differences between your offerings and that of the competition? Do you have a compelling and differentiating story about your firm, your services, and yourself? Let's move on down to number 4, sales skills. Well, the collaborative has identified 32 areas of sales skill that are crucial to sales success. Examples include advancing the sale, analysis and problem assessment, buy cycle management, closing, communication, competitive positioning, cost justification / return on investment analysis, creating a sense of urgency in the sales cycle, cross-selling additional products, customer service orientation, and the list goes on and on. The point is that the main problem areas must be identified to help narrow the field from the 71.3 million options and determine what vendor can serve you best. We'll move next to sales compensation. I won't spend much time on this. I touched a bit on this back in podcast episode number 3 on performance reviews, and we'll probably come back to this in a later podcast. But let's look at factor number 7, sales skill. We could spend a whole podcast just on this, and maybe we will at some time in the future. Let's look at one important area, though, which is qualification, which is incredibly important. And it really doesn't have to do only with what the sales exec does to qualify, but really your whole firm, starting with leadership. Some questions here. Can you or your salespeople clearly articulate the needs of each and every prospect that the sales execs are talking with? Can they answer the why question when you ask for details about a prospect? Why are they interested? Why would they choose us? Why would they move forward? Why do you lose business? What are the most common reasons? How long does the average prospect stay in the pipeline? What questions do you ask to determine if a prospect is going to be a fit with your firm? How do you handle a prospect that is not going to be a fit but wants to talk with you and your firm anyway? What's the profile of someone who was easily closed but did not stay long as a client? What's the profile of someone who took a long time to close but did not stay long as a client? Are there trends and similarities there? So, as you can see, there are lots of things to look at when it comes to sales effectiveness. I encourage you to, again, to take a look at the sales effectiveness model on our website and really to ask critical questions of your organization and yourself about what are the real reasons for our sales not being where they need to be. Now, in a subsequent podcast, we'll take a deeper look at some of these critical factors. But until next time, keep on collaborating.